Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Scaling Era, An Oral History of AI, 2019-2025 by Dwarchesh Patel, captures a turbulent and decisive period when modern artificial intelligence shifted from promising research to world-changing technology. Framed as an oral history, the book draws on conversations and perspectives from key builders, researchers, and observers across labs, startups, and institutions. Rather than presenting a single grand theory, it traces how scaling laws, larger datasets, new training methods, and fast-moving organizational bets combined to produce sudden leaps in capability. It also shows how this progress created new tensions: openness versus safety, academic norms versus industrial secrecy, and scientific curiosity versus competitive pressure. The years covered include the acceleration of large language models, the widening gap between frontier and non-frontier labs, and the growing urgency around evaluation, alignment, and governance. Patel presents the era as a story of people and decisions, illuminating not only what changed in AI, but why it changed in AI, but why it changed so quickly. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from research breakthroughs to a scaling paradigm, a central theme of the book is the emergence of scaling as a practical strategy for improving AI systems. Across 2019 to 2025, many researchers and organizations converge on an empirical lesson. Larger models trained on more data with more compute often become more capable in ways that are not easily predicted by traditional task-specific engineering. The oral history approach emphasizes how this realization spread through the field, shaping roadmaps, funding decisions, and lab cultures. It highlights the interplay between theory and pragmatism, where scaling laws and benchmark results become powerful planning tools, even while researchers debate what the models are truly learning. The topic also covers how infrastructure becomes part of the scientific method. GPU clusters, distributed training, data pipelines, and reliability engineering turn into core competencies rather than supporting details. The narrative frames scaling not as a single invention, but as a collective shift in what counts as progress, pushing AI toward an industrialized form of experimentation. In doing so, the book helps readers understand why progress seemed incremental for years and then suddenly felt explosive, and why the frontier became increasingly defined by access to compute, data, and operational excellence. Secondly, the organizational race, labs, startups, and incentives. The book examines AI progress as an outcome of organizational choices as much as scientific ideas. Between 2019 and 2025, frontier work becomes concentrated in well-funded labs that can afford talent, compute, and long training runs. This concentration changes incentives, speed, secrecy, and product relevance gain importance, while academic-style openness can become a competitive liability. Through an oral history lens, the topic maps the differing philosophies of major players and how they translate into research agendas, publication norms, and release strategies. Readers see how internal alignment between leadership, safety teams, and engineering groups can determine whether a model ships, how it is evaluated, and what guardrails accompany it. The narrative also covers the rise of the AI startup ecosystem built around foundation models, including how companies choose between building their own models, fine-tuning existing ones, or focusing on distribution and user experience. It highlights the role of partnerships, cloud providers, and hardware constraints in deciding which products are feasible. By focusing on incentives, the book clarifies why the AI field sometimes moves in lockstep and other times splinters into competing visions, and how strategic decisions can accelerate or stall technical progress. Thirdly, emerging capabilities and the challenge of evaluation. As AI systems scale, the book emphasizes a recurring surprise: new capabilities often appear without being explicitly engineered. This creates a persistent evaluation problem. Traditional benchmarks can lag behind real-world behavior, and narrow tests may fail to capture multi-step reasoning, tool use, instruction following, or subtle failure modes. The oral history format surfaces how researchers and practitioners grapple with measuring progress honestly while operating under pressure to move quickly. The topic explores how evaluation evolves from a static scoreboard to a living process that includes red teaming, behavioral testing, adversarial prompts, and deployment monitoring. It also highlights the difficulty of separating genuine reasoning from pattern matching, and the risk that improved fluency can mask brittle understanding. Another key dimension is reliability across contexts, languages, and user goals, where a model that performs well in a lab demo may fail in high-stakes environments. By tracking these debates, the book shows why capability jumps can feel both thrilling and unsettling. Better models do not automatically mean better predictability. the reader comes away with a practical framework for thinking about AI progress. Capability is only half the story, and measurement becomes a strategic and safety-critical discipline as systems begin to influence decisions, workflows, and public discourse. Fourthly, alignment, safety, and the realities of deployment. The book treats alignment and safety not as abstract philosophy, but as a set of concrete challenges that become unavoidable once models reach broad deployment. As AI systems become more helpful and more agentic, they also become more capable of producing harmful content, enabling misuse, or behaving in unexpected ways. This topic follows the evolution of practical alignment methods, including preference-based training, reinforcement learning from human feedback, policy and refusal behavior, and the growing role of system-level mitigations such as tool constraints, logging, and human-in-the-loop workflows. It highlights a core tension: pushing capability forward can outpace the ability to understand internal mechanisms or guarantee safe behavior. The oral history perspective underscores disagreements about timelines and risks, ranging from near-term harms like fraud and misinformation to longer-term concerns about autonomy and loss of control. Importantly, it also examines safety as an organizational and governance problem. Who has the authority to pause a release, what evidence is considered sufficient, and how do teams respond to incidents after launch? The book helps readers see alignment as an ongoing operational practice rather than a one-time solution, and it explains why deployment context, incentives, and transparency shape safety outcomes as much as any specific training technique. Lastly, societal impact, work, power, and governance in the scaling era. Beyond technical progress, the book explores how scaled AI reshapes society through shifts in work, information, and geopolitical power. The topic covers the rapid spread of AI tools into writing, coding, design, customer support, and research workflows, raising questions about productivity, job redesign, and skill polarization. It also addresses how AI changes the economics of software and knowledge work, including the advantage of organizations that can integrate models deeply into products and processes. Another major thread is governance. As frontier models become strategically important, debates intensify over regulation, export controls, auditing, and the responsibilities of companies building general-purpose systems. The oral history format brings out the plurality of views. Some prioritize innovation and open access. Others emphasize centralized control and strict safeguards, and many search for workable middle paths like targeted evaluations and standards. The book also considers public trust, transparency, and the role of media narratives in shaping policy responses. By connecting technical scaling to institutions and power, it gives readers a realistic map of the forces that will influence how AI is used and who benefits. The result is a grounded understanding that the scaling era is not just a scientific milestone, but a societal transition that demands informed participation from builders, leaders, and citizens. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a clear, human account of how AI moved so fast between 2019 and 2025, including engineers, product leaders, founders, policymakers, investors, and curious general readers who follow the field but want more than headlines. If you are trying to make sense of why scaling became dominant, why major labs behaved the way they do, and why safety and governance debates escalated, the oral history format offers context that stands. The benefit is practical. Understanding the incentives, evaluation challenges, and deployment realities can help you make better decisions about adopting AI at work, building AI products responsibly, or forming policy positions that match real constraints. Compared to similar books that either focus narrowly on algorithms or lean heavily into speculation, this one is worth buying because it centers on the lived perspectives of participants and ties technical progress to organizational and societal dynamics. It helps readers see the scaling era as a set of choices made by people under pressure, clarifying what is likely to repeat in the next phase of AI and where thoughtful intervention can still matter. If you would like to support Dorksha Patel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.